Marie-Agnès Jouangean from the Overseas Development Institute. I am at the WTO Ministerial Conference in Bali with Ganeshan Vignaraja from the Asian Development Bank Institute, who accepted to give us his opinion on what the future holds for Aid for Trade.
The Aid for Trade initiative of the WTO was a very laudable effort to try to bring trade-related assistance into trade rules and trade fora. And this was something that Pascal Lamy started. And he started that originally with the idea of a global fund, and then it went towards an initiative that involved a number of actors working together with the WTO, including the OECD, the regional development banks, the Asian Development Bank, the Inter-American Bank, the African, and others, including ODI, to try to provide more coherence on this idea of global rules along with development assistance. And that was a very bold initiative. Now, what didn't come out so clearly from that point was new money. That was one of the big issues that people worried about, and people worried about what the money would be used for. So on the first question, I think the jury is out as to whether the initiative was a success. On the second question, I think we have a lot more idea on what aid-related technical assistance or aid-related loans from development banks should be for. The Asian experience on this, I think, is very clear. Much of Asia's success was through trade and trade-led growth. And now a lot of that is around the supply chain. And that supply chain really is the focus for what should be aid for trade in the future. And there are three or four key elements we've got to think about. The first is building the infrastructure, the trade-related infrastructure, that stuff that crosses borders, the roads, the rail, and the sea routes. That provide the fundamentals, if you like, the lifeblood for any kind of commerce and activity. And indeed, the ICT information highway is the same sort of thing. It provides the lifeblood for services-based trade and ICT-type activities such as business to be activity and other ways of that type of thing, and software exports. So that's the first element. We build the hard and soft infrastructure. The second important element is trade facilitation. We've got to have the customs modernization, we've got to provide the logistics, we've got to provide, you know, electronic means of doing many of these things that reduce the transaction costs to actually moving the goods and services and people across borders. So that's a second core aspect, and that will also help the spread of the supply chain. A third important aspect concerns structural reforms within countries, and countries have to really do the regulations. They have to make sure that we reduce investment rules, make equal treatment possible for all firms and not particularly favoring national firms per se. We've got to have competition policy in a country where large and small firms have the option of working in a supply chain. And we've got to also ensure that we have government procurement and things are that very clear. So the new way for aid for trade is around this supply chain with the elements that I talked about, trade-related infrastructure, trade facilitation, and structural reforms as being co-elements. And the very last aspect, which I think is very important, is aid for trade should continue to build the capacity of government, of the private sector, and of others to actually implement what might come, providing we get the money.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.